Welcome to JCI Podcast. I'm your host, Mike DiLeonardo, with JCI Atlanta. Today's edition features George Miller, CEO of American Intercontinental University. George talks to us today about the importance and need for higher education, both in the United States and around the world. I hope you enjoy this edition, and check back next week for more of JCI Podcast.
I didn't realize that the folks we have working in PR at the university had sent you that rather lengthy description of my background. We use a lot of words in education that are intended to be unpronounceable, so that's the reason you were having a little trouble with that. It occurred to me during the introduction, how many folks in here are actually JCs? How many of you are JCs? Oh, almost everybody. That I thought maybe you had a lot of guests because of the way things were going earlier, but it occurred to me during the introduction as I was looking around the room, I think I have been involved in education longer than most of you have been alive, which is, I don't know if that's much of a distinction, but it says something about the nature of your organization and something about my age. I've been involved, actually it said 25 years, but that was taken off of a kind of an old bio. This year marks my 30th year working in higher education. And it certainly goes exceedingly fast when you enjoy what you're doing. I was telling Mike earlier, I used to be a JC back in the 70s. I was living in Tennessee, and in Athens, Tennessee, in fact, and working for Tennessee Wesleyan College. And we had a very, very active chapter of the Junior Chamber of Commerce there. And at that time, they booted you out when you turned 30. So it's a much more humane organization now than it used to be. They would boot you out at 30, call you an exhausted rooster. So they not only did they boot you out, they called you names on your way out. So obviously a much more enlightened organization now than it used to be. Well, needless to say, I'm now a bit old too old to be a JC. But let's forget that small detail for a few minutes. I'm certainly honored to be with you. Your organization, of course, represents the dynamic young leaders, not only of this city, but nationally and internationally. And that's something I know that you take great pride in. Your alumni would really comprise a who's who in the world. I'd kind of lost touch with all the good work and all the famous people who have come out of this organization over the 87 years, I think I heard, of its existence. And so I did a little bit of research and discovered and was very impressed to find that among the alumni of the JCs are Presidents Kennedy, Nixon, Ford, Reagan, and Clinton, not to mention luminaries like Bill Gates, Tom Monahan, who founded Domino's Pizza, and my all-time favorite athlete, Larry Bird, was a JC as well. And your motto, Be Better, I think, is the motto, right? Is a mantra that we and our students ascribe to at American Intercontinental University, which is a mouthful, so I'm going to refer to it as AIU from here on out, if that's okay. It's also perhaps the most powerful two-word phrase for citizens across the country and around the world who are seeking education and who have lofty goals in life. Be better. It's a great motto. And it was President Kennedy, in fact, I know it was President Kennedy, who said that, perhaps said it best, when he stated that our progress as a nation can be no swifter than our progress in education. So certainly what you do, what you're attempting to accomplish as JCs in terms of promoting progress among the professions, promoting the professional success of your members, and the welfare of our community is, I believe, directly tied to what we do in education. I wanted to spend my time with you this evening focusing on higher education and specifically on a couple of things. They're not really pleasant to talk about. Primarily, the alarming gap that exists between those with college degrees and those without. Unfortunately, there are still millions of Americans who can't pursue a college education. And I'm not referring to those who don't go to college by choice. College isn't the path to a fulfilling career for everybody, but for those who desire a college education and are somehow blocked from that path due to life circumstances, the fact that so many people do not enter higher education represents a significant loss of human potential. And that fact continues to determine how well off people will be in the workplace and in their lives in general. Let me share with you some figures that illuminate the salary gap among those who, or salary gaps rather, among those who drop out of high school, those who have a high school education, and those who earn a college degree. In the U.S., those who don't finish high school earn 65% of what people with high school diplomas make. And for those with only a high school diploma, their friends with college degrees will earn wages that are 40% higher than they will. It's not a pretty picture for those who are at the lower end of the education spectrum. Let's put that in terms of annual pay, of annual compensation. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, workers over the age of 18 with less than a high school diploma earn an average of about just slightly under $19,000 annually. High school graduates, on average, earn a little less than $28,000 a year. Workers with a bachelor's degree earn an average of just over $51,000 a year. And those with graduate degrees, master's degrees and above, earn an average of $75,000 a year. So let's think about this another way. Working college graduates are estimated to make, on average, $2.1 million over their lifetime, and that's in current dollars. That's almost twice as much as a high school graduate who's projected to make about $1.2 million in total earned income over their lifetime. As we all know, college is often seen as an expensive proposition, but if you're thinking about return on investment, a return on a college investment that's going to exceed $1 million over a lifetime is certainly a great investment. And the cost of higher education, if you look at it from that perspective, certainly doesn't seem very steep. With the financial incentives for attending college so clear, there are also many intangible benefits. A college education comprises more than just the learning skills needed to enter the workforce. Generally speaking, college graduates being exposed to a wide range of ideas and a diverse pool of people tend to be intellectually curious. They have a wider perspective on the world in general and a greater knowledge of what's going on around them. And I would argue that college graduates have, in addition to much greater earning potential, have an improved quality of life. So let's think a little bit about what the education situation is here in Georgia. Unfortunately, Georgia has a relatively poor track record. Georgia has among the lowest high school graduation rates in the nation. A 2003 study that was conducted by the Manhattan Institute found that the graduation rate in Georgia is about 56%. That's kind of an alarming statistic. That's certainly not healthy for citizenship, and it's not healthy for the business community. According to a leading researcher, the state of Georgia loses about $7.3 billion a year in wage-related revenues due to education inequity. $7.3 billion a year, an amazing figure. Now, that's not an indictment of the Georgia schools. Georgia has great schools, and particularly here in the Atlanta area, there are very, very fine schools. It's more of a commentary on society than anything else. And I don't want to suggest that we haven't made progress with educational attainment in this state and in the entire nation. We most certainly have. Since 1973, the share of the workforce with a bachelor's degree has doubled, and that's not bad. And the share of graduate people holding graduate degrees in the workforce has almost doubled since 1973 as well. And in 2005, more than 30% of the U.S. workforce had a college degree. However, though there are many more people pursuing a college education than ever before in the history of this country. The demand for workers with college degrees continues to increase significantly every single year, so any supply and demand imbalances tend to persist over time. At AIU, our goal is to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. We strive to provide an education for those to whom it might not otherwise be available. That's part of our mission. I'm enormously proud to be associated with an institution that's committed to educational opportunity, and I'd like to share with you a bit of background about AIU. Our university was founded in Europe in 1970 as a school of design. It was a small college, and in a relatively short span of time, 37 years, AIU has grown into a multi-campus institution that provides accessible educational opportunities around the globe to literally thousands of students. We, of course, have our main presence here in Atlanta. This is where our headquarters is. But we also have campuses. We have two campuses here in Atlanta. We have campuses in Texas, in Florida, in California. In the United Kingdom, we have a campus we're very proud of in London. And we have a campus in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates as well. In addition, we offer extensive online degree programs and course opportunities through what we refer to as our online campus, which is located outside of Chicago in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. That makes AIU accessible from just about anywhere in the world. Even with the growth and development of highly accessible institutions like AIU, there remain many challenges in education, including gaps in educational achievement among racial, class, and ethnic groups. As an illustration of this problem, or such problems, a 20 percentage point gap still exists in the graduation rates between white Americans and African Americans. Another challenge arises from increasing numbers of workers who are immigrants with little formal education. This is an issue in large cities across the country, but particularly in the South. So we have to find ways to provide this population with not only the English language skills that give them entree to our culture and to the economic benefits of our culture, but also other competencies that are needed to become productive workers and involved and personally fulfilled citizens of the Atlanta area. I believe to accomplish this, we have to eliminate the inequities keeping African Americans, Hispanics, and other minorities from enjoying the fruits of a college education. And this is where institutions of higher education like AIU make a huge difference. According to a recent report by Diverse Issues in Higher Education, a very respected, well-respected journal in higher education, in the 2005-2006 academic year, more African Americans graduated with bachelor's degrees in business from AIU than from any other university in the entire country. And that's a statistic we're very proud of. One reason that AIU student body has achieved such success is our diverse instructional delivery methods, which include an outstanding online degree option. Our online courses are offered in 10-week academic quarters, and each quarter is divided into 5-week sessions, 2 5-week sessions. This delivery structure is predicated on an adult learning theory that holds that adult learners learn best when they can focus on one or two courses at a time. Not necessarily the case with traditional age students, but adult learners, when they can focus on one course, two courses at a time, they tend to do better, they tend to persist toward a degree, and so our online courses are structured in 5-week modules. Working in tandem with our more traditional brick-and-mortar campuses, the online campus has its own versions of familiar services. For example, there's a virtual student union at our online campus. The facilities and services located at our bricks and mortar campuses support students who are attending college in a more traditional setting, and the virtual counterparts at our online campus help an astounding array of individuals, from international students who couldn't possibly set foot on a physical campus in another country, to active duty members of the armed forces serving in Iraq and Afghanistan and other areas of the world, to full-time working professionals who are receiving tuition support from corporations and other organizations. I don't think a month goes by that I don't get an email or a letter from one of our active duty military personnel sitting on a ship somewhere in the middle of the Mediterranean taking college classes, and a nice heartwarming letter saying thanks for this opportunity. Industry-wide, online education has been growing in strength as more and more students understand the convenience of attending college and using a flexible schedule and without the physical limitations of geography. A recent survey by EduVentures, which is a leading research and consulting firm in education, found that 1 in 10 college students will be enrolled at an online university in the upcoming school year, fully 10%. Overall, the number of students pursuing degrees exclusively through online channels has grown significantly. In the year 2000, that number, the number of students taking online courses, was about 195,000, according to an estimate by EduVentures. And by last year, that number had soared to over 1.5 million students. And that represented, last year, 8.6% of all college students in the United States. Blended programs, those are a mix of online traditional classroom courses and online courses. Blended programs are also increasing in popularity. Nearly 3.2 million college students in 2006 were enrolled in at least one online course, and that was up from about 1.5 million in 2003. Here in Atlanta, interested students can take advantage of this blended option at a lot of institutions, but at AIU, for example, it's entirely possible to pursue an MBA by taking some classes online at one's convenience and still experience the in-person campus environment by taking the other classes at either our Buckhead or our Dunwoody campus. This option allows students to take advantage of some of the benefits of an online education while at the same time enjoying a more traditional campus academic environment, which many people find preferable. Based on assessments of who is actually taking online classes, it's apparent that a key reason for the popularity of that delivery modality is greater accessibility and greater flexibility. We believe that those students whose physical location or their daily work schedule or family commitments do not permit the traditional campus experience are instead opting for an online education environment. If you're not familiar with online teaching at the college level, it's far different than you might imagine. Faculty with real-world experience offer relevant and meaningful instruction, and they also offer very meaningful support to students. Students can stay in touch with each other and choose how involved they'd like to be with fellow students through various clubs and organizations. With online message boards and open discussion groups, students can talk with each other anytime to solve problems and to think through assignments. And online education, at least at AIU, utilizes a virtual classroom that students can access from nearly any place in the world. Get to the internet, any place in the world, you can get a college education. You might be interested to know that AIU's academic programs at both the physical campuses and the online campus stay current with the requirements of industry and to what's needed in the job market. That's what we do. We offer an industry-relevant education. We're a career-oriented institution. For instance, we recently added a concentration in finance to our MBA degree program. That gives students more firepower when they're looking for a new job or that next promotion at their current employer. We offer programs among others, in criminal justice, in healthcare management, interior design, fashion design, marketing, information technology, and in many other areas, including a new master's degree program. I was talking with somebody about this earlier, a new master's degree program in sports management. And all of those programs are in high demand in Atlanta and indeed across the country and around the world. Since many of you undoubtedly attended a more traditional college or university, as I did, you might wonder if there's really that much interest in online education. A survey that we conducted earlier this year found that half of prospective college students who said that they were interested in taking at least one online course, any online course, in the next 12 months said that they would seriously consider enrolling in a degree program that's offered completely online. So that's half of that prospective college population. And another 32%, according to our research, favored a program that's primarily online but includes some campus-based courses and activities. And of course, that's that blended learning option that I referred to earlier. Notable, too, is the fact that online students appear to be, you know, slightly different than those who favor face-to-face education. Our online students, for example, are a little bit older. They tend to be more often full-time employed. And they tend to be people with family responsibilities. But in many other ways, they're no different than the students on our bricks and mortar campus, the more traditional age students. They're all people with dreams and goals and aspirations, and they're all people who are trying to improve their lives. I hope that I've given you some insight into AIU and the potential our institution holds for helping close today's gaps in education level and earnings potential and quality of life. And while we at AIU are working hard to help solve those very real problems, they're not going to be resolved by the action of an institution or an individual, certainly in isolation. They will be resolved, however, if we can partner with folks like you, leaders in Atlanta's business community. So we look to you for ideas. We're looking for real kind of out-of-the-box ideas that can make a difference for our community and ultimately for our nation. So let's find ways, however unusual they may seem at first, to make educational opportunities even more accessible for the future leaders of our community. We hope to do that with you and with other folks in the Atlanta community who are interested in bettering the lives of the people who live here. With that, I will close. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you for listening to JCI Podcast. You just heard George Miller, CEO of American Intercontinental University. I'm your host, Mike DiLonardo, and I hope you'll come back for more editions of JCI Podcast.